Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, time for me to sit back and get educated. And, 62 years of age, and this is a lesson that I need to learn because it's getting very close for me, that age of 65. Always love having Brian Reisinger here, the man behind the brand that is MediConnect. We call the program Senior Zone. We're continuing our series today. It's Part C. Steve Hoffman also on the line. A lot of information to get to, but I want to remind you, if you have any questions and you want to talk to them directly, they are standing by at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. And then throughout the hour, we will sprinkle in some calls here as well at 866-391-1020. Brian, great to see you again. Looking forward to another show.
Good morning, Rob. 62 years young, right?
That's right. That's right. That's right. And, you know, here's the thing. And I was talking to a friend of mine who's 66 just yesterday. If you do it right, these can be the best years of your life.
They can. They really can. The golden years, as everybody
absolutely
refers to it as, right?
That's why you need MediConnect.
Well, just making sure that you make the right decisions and the right choices along the way. The last thing you want to have to be dealing with is health insurance and claim issues along the way and not have an outlet to be able to reach out and help you with your needs. That's really what started the whole concept of MediConnect, several years back. So pretty happy to say that we've been able to build the organization up, and today we're pretty successful, and we're pounding ahead. So.
Listen, classmates, friends, in the grocery line, wherever, people are saying, now look, I love that guy, they sound great, but how can they be free? I mean, please start the program off for all the
sure.
people that come up to me and say, what do you mean I don't have to pay MediConnect for their services?
No, we get that a lot. It's as if it's almost too good to be true, right? But no, of course we get compensated. Let me start by, for those who haven't heard of us before, MediConnect is the largest independent healthcare advisory firm in the region. So we are free of influence from all of the insurance carriers. There's no biasness. We have over 30 representatives, and our specialists offer no-cost consultations that it can happen in person or over the phone, and they help to guide folks through that crazy healthcare maze. We service our clients on an annual basis as changes occur. Because some of these, Medicare policies, Rob, they do change from year to year. But our compensation comes direct from the carriers. The carriers are receiving revenue from the federal government for folks that are on Medicare. And if MediConnect is one of those organizations that's out there servicing an individual and they happen to choose a particular insurer to cover their healthcare needs, that insurer is then compensating our organization in return. So all the compensation is dealt with between the organization, federal government, and us. No money out of pocket for the consumer themselves, for our services, or an additional add-on to the premium for any plan that they so choose. So it's a win-win. You can reach us at 888-818-MEDI or 6334. You can also visit us online at MediConnectInsurance.com. You can see and hear us on, obviously, KDK Radio. We're on KDK TV. We're also in the community, too. Rob, we've talked about this in previous shows. We're really, really big on making sure we get out into the community so we can see and touch the people that we're doing business with. In fact, we're actually hosting workshops for folks that are coming onto Medicare for the first time. So if you're out there and you're going to be retiring and losing potentially your group health insurance coverage, or if you're turning 65 in the next 12 months, make sure you reach out to us. Come see us in person. In fact, May 28th, upcoming, we're going to be at the Carnegie Library at Woods Run on the north side of Pittsburgh. May 29th, we're going to be at Rostraver Public Library in Belle Vernon. All of our workshops are at 6 p.m. We also have a partnership with Allegheny County Parks this summer. So we're visiting a lot of parks every week, week in and week out, Rob. So, come on out, visit us online at the website or call us at the office, schedule a time, RSVP to come in and see us. So look forward to seeing you. We do have live representatives that are on the phone today. Each and every time we do the show, we feel as though it's critical to have our experts online. Because, Rob, we've been dealing with this now for a few years, and we can't answer everybody's calls in a one-hour show. So we make sure we have our representatives live at the office for anybody that might have questions out there. They want to get answered. Feel free to give us a call while the show's running here. So right now, Rob, we're running this six-part series. We're diving into Medicare, all the details surrounding it, the alphabet, A, B, C, D. You know, many folks out there have heard it. They have a general overview maybe of how it works. But really what we try to do is provide more detailed, you know, fine-tuning of what exactly these benefits are, how they work, and most importantly, the pitfalls that people need to be looking out for. So the last show, we talked about prescription drugs, which we had a slew of phone calls coming in over that one. You know, penalties that can happen if you're not signing up at the proper timelines. And then more importantly, how these actual prescription drugs programs work. People have to feel and touch it on a day-to-day, month-to-month basis. So spent a lot of time talking about that. Today, we're going to step into Medicare Part C, which is the Medicare Advantage plans. And those plans in particular are really, really popular in Pittsburgh. So I think this is going to be touching a lot of folks that are listening this morning. You know, Medicare Advantage plans, they are relatively new. They started back in the mid-2000s during the Bush administration. And the premise was to determine a way to help curb the costs associated with Medicare. Because as a lot of us know, it's the second largest program in the federal budget. So Medicare is a pretty big deal outside of Social Security. And they were trying to curb costs, and they determined, you know, maybe we can develop a federal system to help handle the supplements of Medicare. So what do I mean by that? Well, when we spoke in previous weeks, we talked about Medicare Part A, we talked about Medicare Part B, and when I turn 65, I'm signing up for those programs. And that covers, Rob, roughly 80% of my cost associated with Medicare. I have to take care of the other 20%. Well, I mean, just get a CT scan or an MRI and look what the bill is, right? Just for normal services on a month-to-month basis, 20% can mean a lot of money to folks. So what does just about everybody do? They look for some type of quote-unquote supplement plan to supplement that 20% of the out-of-pocket cost that I might incur. That's where Medicare Advantage comes into play. That's where Medigap plans come into play. And we'll talk about those too today a little bit. But Medicare Advantage plans, they can take A, B, and D, which is your prescription drugs, wrap it all into one plan, and then, Rob, you just have one card that you can go to your doctor, your specialist, to the pharmacy, and utilize. So right off the bat, just ease of use is really where we're going to start with Medicare Advantage. And then as we go in the break and come back, we'll be talking a little bit more in detail about that particular plan, what you should be looking out for, and some of the pitfalls.
All right, here is their phone number, and they are standing by, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-MEDI. So that number again, 888-818-6334. We'll be back. Steve Hoffman set to join us in just a couple of moments as well. This is MediConnect, the Senior Zone, KDK Radio. All right, part C of our series, talking Medicare today. Brian Reisiger, MediConnect Senior Zone. Find out more at MediConnectInsurance.com. Especially, they're going to be out and about in various places throughout the region. Go out and meet them and talk to them and get educated on what they do best. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Brian.
Thanks, Rob. So we're talking Medicare Advantage plans today. For folks that are turning 65 in the next 12 months, it's critical that you're speaking, whether it be to somebody like us, or there's other representatives, I'm sure, out in the marketplace that are very good at what they do. You want to make sure you're talking to an expert that understands not only the ins and outs of Medicare, but more importantly, the options within your community to supplement that 20% that we discussed prior to the break. It's really, really important. And in this particular area, and I'll just use Allegheny County as an example, Rob, there's over 40 options for somebody to actually choose to supplement their Medicare.
40.
So if you're looking at one or two options, which we tend to see more so than not, that means you're missing out on a lot of different options that, in my opinion, you should be taking a more serious look at. You got to turn those stones over and see what's underneath them. And when you're sitting down and you're calling a particular, you know, insurer, which a lot of people do, they'll just call direct to the insurer and ask questions. I have to ask, have you really vetted all of your options, because there's, if you're not making 40 phone calls, Rob, chances are you're missing somebody, right? And I think that's where our service can be of great value to folks, especially in this Medicare Advantage space. So it is roughly one third of all Medicare beneficiaries in the United States, Rob, are on these Medicare Advantage plans. And I like to think that there's several reasons for that. You know, most importantly, it's growing yearly. And I think that is happening because Medicare Advantage is first and foremost easy. It's a primary payer system, which means that, you know, most people out there that are on Medicare, they have that red, white, and blue card, and maybe they'll have another card that they're using whenever they, you know, purchase prescription drugs, as an example. But with Medicare Advantage, it wraps everything into one bucket. So you're getting one card, and whether you go to your PCP or you're going to see a specialist or you're looking to pick up, you know, prescription drugs, all I have to do is show that one card, Rob, which means that that insurer is now your primary payer. So I think ease of use is really where you want to start with Medicare Advantage. It's similar to group health insurance in the fact that you have a network of doctors and hospitals. So if you're in an area where, you know, and I'll use Pittsburgh as an example, where you have a huge abundance of doctors and hospital systems here, Medicare Advantage very well might make sense for you. But a positive can also be a negative. And if I'm the type of person that is in retirement and I might be a snowbird, you know, I travel down south during the winter months, or I might have two homes and I'm in different states potentially, Medicare Advantage can then be complicated because you have to work within that network of doctors and hospitals, and that might not be the right fit for everybody, right? So network can be a positive, network can be a negative. Medicare Advantage plans also even offer ancillary benefits. They can give you dental and hearing and vision benefits, which we don't talk a lot about, Rob, right? Because traditional Medicare technically doesn't cover those services. Well, we have a lot of customers we sit down and talk to that say, hey, I have some dental needs or hearing needs or vision needs. So if you're one of those folks out there and that's important to you, I'd highly recommend you give the office a call, because there's a lot of different options out there for folks that they just aren't aware of.
Why do you think that we look at Medicare as the card that helps you when it's bad? You know, but you were just talking about vision and hearing and dental maintenance, stuff that we have to do all the time, you know, copays, doctor visits, you know, checkups, physicals, what have you, blood work. But why is it's got the blinder, like Medicare is the card that I have if I have open heart surgery or I end up with, you know, the C word, cancer, or, you know, I fall and break a hip and I'm a senior and I need convalescence. Why is it got that connotation? I think people, and you're really examining that, people need to know this basically is what you have now when you're working, whether it's Highmark or whatever's in your hand. You basically get this through what you guys do, and you continue to go along your day-to-day life getting good health care coverage because of the decisions you make with MediConnect.
Yes. Preventative health care. Not sure if you've heard that term before. Managed care.
Right.
That's really what these Medicare Advantage plans are ultimately trying to do. It's being proactive instead of reactive. So the idea is to try and make you have a healthier lifestyle, Rob. And if we can help support you as the managed care organization, chances are that's going to curb the out-of-pocket expense later in life, because you're not going to be a high utilizer of the plans because you're going to live more of a healthier lifestyle.
So win-win for everybody.
It can be a win-win for everybody. So these plans are actually trying to put benefits in place to help provide that value to you, right? You know, you think of somebody that's diabetic. I mean, I've learned so much over the years being involved in this industry. You know, somebody on diabetes, you're dealing with a chronic condition. There are plans out there that'll provide, you know, just routine eye checkups as many as four times a year that'll pay for it. Because, you know, eyes are a big, big concern with somebody that has diabetes. They can have a real, you know, deterrence to your vision.
Right.
So I'm thinking of transportation. You know, there are people out there that just aren't able to maybe drive on their own anymore, and that can prevent them from going to see their doctor or see their specialist. These plans can have benefits where they can provide transportation for you to get you back and forth to your doctor's offices. So it's not just, I need open heart surgery and I now have a Medicare plan that can help cover that 20% cost, but there's also a lot of ancillary benefits within some of these plans if it's important to the consumer. that are there that they can utilize on an ongoing basis.
So that's why, again, you want to call MediConnect, because just the regular Medicare card, the one, you know, the black and white card, doesn't pick up a lot of the things that you just talked about unless you sit down with somebody at MediConnect and research your needs, your wants, and the Advantage plans and what are out there.
Yes. They're not all the same. I'd like to hope that they are, but they are not.
I never knew
they
that.
Can vary greatly from one plan to another. So
they make us believe you're 65, sign on the dotted line, here's your card, you just keep moving. No. So no, it doesn't work that way. It
does not work that way. And they change. So those Medicare Advantage contracts, they are annual contracts. They aren't insurance policies. You know, you think of a life insurance policy where I purchase a life insurance policy, I pay a premium, I have a benefit, and I now have this, you know, policy with the insurer that I have for the rest of my life, potentially. Medicare Advantage plans, they can adjust each and every year. So you have to first determine, if you're coming on the Medicare, and I can't stress this enough, if you're coming on the Medicare in the near future, and we always like to say within the next 12 months, you know, it's imperative that you at least have a conversation with one of our representatives. It doesn't cost anybody anything, Rob. If anything, it's your time for 30 minutes to an hour. And when you're making a decision, something as big as your health care, I think it's imperative for everybody to at least take a little bit of time out of their schedule to do that. Because you have to determine at that moment whether Medicare Advantage or Medigap plans or Medicare supplement plans is the right option for you. Because some of those plans, like these Medigap plans, after you turn 65 and you've signed up for a plan, and let's say that you chose a Medicare Advantage plan and you come back a year later and say, hey, I want a Medicare supplement plan, they can underwrite you at that point. So there's no guarantees in the future. When you're turning 65, you have a very big opportunity to purchase one or the other plan without having to go through any underwriting. That's why I suggest that it's really, really important for you to sit down and make sure you know those options and you're making an educated decision at that moment.
All right, you know, something else, too, for people who are still working because they like to work, they're saying, I've got my benefits, but they're 67, 68, and they're in a really good part mm-hmm. of their life to where they're happy all the way around and healthy. For your employer and for you, if you are over 65, and even if you are getting company benefits, you should look into what MediConnect has to offer because it could be a great savings all the way around. I think people don't understand that this really can be a good thing, even though it sounds confusing. They should at least, if they're 65 and over, no matter what their status is, they should reach out to MediConnect.
Knowledge is power, Rob. So we have so many folks each and every year, and it really, really bothers me, that call us, come in and see us, or one of our representatives is out visiting with somebody, and they come back with the horror story. It happens month in and month out still. So I wish I could get to everybody out there and explain, you know, those Part B penalties, Part D penalties that can be penalties that stay with you the rest of your life if you make the wrong decision. Many times that happens with folks that are over the age of 65 because they're on these group benefit plans and they think they're good. And then they're 78 or 77, decide to come off the plans, and now they want to sign up for Medicare and there's penalties. Got to be careful.
All right, listen, here's that phone number, 888-818-MEDI. 888-818-6334. All right, busiest home improvement weekend of the year right now, 4th of July, Labor Day. Andy, Mike already here. They're going to be going live to Facebook in just a little bit, plus taking your phone calls on the radio. But right now we are talking all about Part C of this incredible series that is being presented by Brian Reisinger and MediConnect. This is MediConnect Senior Zone. They're here every other Saturday from 9 to 10. So let's get back to our conversation with Brian right now. Brian.
Thanks, Rob. Want to make sure, do we got Steve on the line? I know Steve was calling in. Steve, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. So, Rob, I want to touch through a couple final points here, and then I think I want to share some stories back and forth with the listeners, get Steve involved too, so we can talk through those pitfalls, because I think that's the most important part of these segments that we do, is what you need to be watching out for, right? But before I do that, I just want to do a quick recap of Medicare Advantage Part C. It can encapsulate A, B. A is your hospital insurance, B is your medical services, and then Part D, which can be your prescription drugs. It can wrap it all together. It's a network of doctors and hospitals, so you have to make sure you stay within that network. One of the benefits of Medicare Advantage plans is they do have a ceiling, Rob. So if you have a really bad year and unfortunately you're in and out all the time, you're utilizing all these services, most of these plans will have a ceiling of roughly $6,700, which is your total out-of-pocket expense you can pay in a particular year. So it can be a cap for you, and a lot of people like that. An alternative to that are these Medigap plans or Medicare supplement plans that, you know, we have talked about before too, where you can pay a premium, pay a small little out-of-pocket expense, and that's it. So you don't even have the $6,700 ceiling. So as I said, do you like vanilla or do you like chocolate? You have to really make sure you weigh your options there. And Medicare Advantage plans can have premiums as low as $0. So you can pay your Part B premium when you sign up for Medicare. And then after that, you can have a $0 premium for a Medicare Advantage plan. And we get this all the time, right, Steve? Like, how could it be possibly $0?
Right.
Talk to our representatives. We can talk a little bit more in detail about that in the future. But yes, they can be as low as $0. So what I want to do now is start to switch gears and start to talk about the stories, the experiences that we've had over the time on, you know, mistakes, decisions that were made that were the wrong decisions, and what people need to be looking out for and watching out for. So, Steve, I know that you and I were talking in the office last week when we were, like, you know, just putting some information together for the show here today, and you had mentioned those clients out in La Trobe, was it?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Tell us a little bit about what happened there.
So before I even tell this story, Brian, I think it's important for me to say that as I tell this story, Medicare Advantage can be a great option for people when used in the right circumstances. But it also could be something that hurts folks. And this particular couple, Harry and Sarah, out near the Arnold Palmer Airport in La Trobe, and I'll never forget them because of how it happened. I met with them. They were both 68 years old. Harry had just sold his business, so they were doing pretty good financially. They had Medicare Supplement Plan F, which means they had no co-pays, no deductibles, no network, but they were paying about $325 a month for between the two of them for that Plan F.
So let me stop you for a second, Steve. So they're paying, you know, a premium that is relatively high when you compare that to a traditional Medicare Advantage plan, but they really don't have any out-of-pocket cost. What about network? Did they have a network?
They did not have a network. They could go anywhere in the country that accepted Medicare, which was important because they did travel.
Okay.
But a friend, it was actually his sister-in-law, had just enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan, zero premium Medicare Advantage plan with one of the local carriers, and he insisted that he wanted to save that $325 a month. And I kept saying to him, I don't think this is a good idea for you, and I'm explaining all the reasons why you travel, you don't want to have network issues. But it finally got to the point where Harry had said to me, if you're not willing to enroll us in this Medicare Advantage plan, we'll find somebody else. And I said, okay, but I just want you to understand all the options. So we did. I wouldn't put him in a zero plan. I put him in a plan that was $39 a month, a PPO plan, so that they could still have coverage out of the network. And about 2.5 months later, I got a call from Sarah. Harry had been diagnosed with cancer. They were both extremely healthy when I met him. And the doctors wanted him to do this new injection that they thought would be great. He would get it once a month, and he wouldn't have to go through chemotherapy or radiation, but they really felt this was the best option for him. Problem was, is his PPO plan would not give authorization for the injection, which means, Brian, they're not covering the injection at all.
Right.
So that $6,700 ceiling now doesn't apply because they're not going to cover the injection. Medicare and the supplement would have covered that injection 100%, but it was going to cost Harry $11,000 per month for 8 months to get the injection.
So think about that for a second, Rob.
You're done. I mean, that's whatever you've worked your whole life for. I mean, me, the common person, and I'm sure we're talking about the same type of person, meat and potatoes, you know, works hard every day. You can't. I mean, because you that's your rainy day money. You can't.
You can't do it.
And as Steve mentioned before, and I want to stress it again, at MediConnect, we're free of the influence of all of these carriers. So we're not here stating today that Medicare Advantage plans are bad and nobody should utilize them.
Not at all.
Right, Steve? There's plenty of scenarios out there that we can talk about where
Medicare Advantage
can make complete sense for people. especially for those folks that you've talked about before, Rob, that are on a fixed income. They only have so much money they can work with per month. But it's that $0 that we see so often in our industry that attracts sometimes the wrong candidate, you know?
Yes.
Because it's a marketing spin that a lot of the carriers will utilize. And it can make sense. You know, Steve, we think about the veterans, for example.
Absolutely.
You know, right? I mean, there's another great example. You know, a lot of folks out there, Rob, you know, greatest generation of our time, the World War II folks. And, you know, many of them are veterans that are receiving VA benefits. And the veterans' benefits are great when you're dealing with prescription drugs, for the most part. I shouldn't say great. You know, there are going to be some people out there that might disagree with me on that statement. However, you can still purchase a $0 Medicare Advantage plan that can expand your benefits that you would be receiving and expand your networks, right, Steve? So
absolutely.
In a scenario like that, it makes sense.
I'm sorry. The one thing I would just encourage everybody listening to us to do is don't just look at the zero premium or the $150 premium or that upfront amount. Look big picture. Look at all costs, not just the premium, because those co-pays and those other costs that come down the road, the what if, and Brian, Rob, none of us have a crystal ball. You know, I didn't know Harry was going to have that situation, but something in my gut just didn't feel right about the move. And I think that that's something that we have to look at all costs across the life of the plan, not just the premium that we're paying month over month.
And when you move from those Medigap plans, Medicare supplement plans, and you move to a Medicare Advantage plan, which is what happened in this scenario, Rob, when that happened, those folks had been over 65 for several years. Well, they lost the ability then to, when they go back to a plan and say, oh, maybe I made a mistake. I want to go back to where I was. Now they could be facing underwriting at that point in time. In a scenario where somebody...
Now, what does that mean?
So, Steve, do me a favor. Can you walk us through what happens if I'm on a Medigap plan and I'm 68, 69 years of age and I get attracted to one of these Medicare Advantage plans simply because of the cost, right? I mean, many times they can be much cheaper.
Sure.
And then I jump. I jump and I move on to UPMC, Highmark, one of these Medicare Advantage plans. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm paying out of these out-of-pocket costs. Every time I show up to the doctor, I got some type of copay. I didn't have to really do that before. I'm not sure this is the right fit for me. I want to go back. And then I call Steve. What happens?
Steve says, remember that conversation we had about underwriting? So in order to go to a Medicare supplement or a Medigap plan, after your initial period when you first go on to Medicare B, it could be age 65, Rob. It could be when you retire from your job. But that initial period, you have a window where you can go on to a Medigap plan without underwriting. After that, we have to go through a whole series of health questions. We have to ask you your height, your weight. Do you smoke? Do you take any prescriptions? What are they for? Do you have high blood pressure? Do you have cholesterol issues? Do you have any problems breathing? Have you been hospitalized more than twice in the last 2 years? All these things. Do you have any scheduled surgeries or procedures planned? Every one of those scenarios makes you be declined or unable to go back to a Medigap plan.
Ouch.
Mm.
So, Rob, we surely don't want to be in a position where we're facing something like that in the future, especially if our health condition changes, right? So you have a great opportunity when you're coming off of group health insurance and you're over the age of 65, or you're turning 65 in the next 12 months, you're given a one-time opportunity to get into either one of these plans and not have to face these underwriting guidelines. So it would baffle me that somebody wouldn't take a few minutes to sit down and talk to somebody like Steve at our office to go through these specifics to make sure they have all of the information before they make that final decision.
Ooh, all right, listen, this is why they do this every week. Tell them where you guys are going to be in the next couple of weeks, especially over there on the north side, which I absolutely love, that part of Pittsburgh, Carnegie Library. But please, folks, MediConnectInsurance.com. Let me give you this number again before he goes over that list and we go to break and come back for one more segment. But they're there right now. If you want to just call right now, they will talk to you at 888-818-MEDI. 888. I mean, I've got like five questions I would like to ask them. So I know that you folks have to be thinking the exact same thing. And with Memorial Day weekend for our veterans out there, please step up, give them a call. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334.
May 28th, we're going to be at the Carnegie Library at Woods Run, right on the north side of Pittsburgh. I'm born and raised, boy from the South Side. So to me, it's, you know, this is close to my heart when I see us in the city. I kind of like that. May 29th, we're going to be at Rostraver Public Library out in Bell Vernon. And if I'm not mistaken, Steve, that's your neck of the woods, right?
Neck of the woods, my friend.
It's pretty interesting that they're both together like that next week. And all of our workshops are at 6 p.m. So either call us at the office today, reserve a seat, or you can even touch us online at MediConnectInsurance.com. We'll be going through in further detail about these options, the benefits to choose from, and can, you know, answer your questions right there on the spot. So come on out and see us if you're able to make it.
And, you know, I'm a real kind of hometown person, and from Manesson to Clareton to Duquesne to Aliquippa to Ambridge to Washington, PA, North Side, South Side. What I love is the fact that you're going out to these communities that a lot of people have been living in for 50 years. And they want to stay in their home, and they want to have good health care coverage. So you guys taking time to go out and meet them on their home turf, that speaks volumes to me.
Yes, I have to. Mom, Dad, I guess we got to get a workshop in the Arlington, Mount Oliver area here sometime shortly, right?
Absolutely. All right, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. All right, listen, right back to Steve and Brian. And I want to remind everyone, they'll be back in 2 weeks. And if you want to find out about anything that they do or where they're going to be, MediConnectInsurance.com, or call them right now. They are there this holiday weekend to serve you. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Brian.
And Rob, I know we have a few calls that are coming in this morning into the office here. We would highly recommend that you just call the our office direct at 888-818-6334 because there is one important topic that I want to bring up before we walk away here today, and that is the consent decree, UPMC and Highmark. So this obviously has been a big, big topic over the last year in particular. And is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? So this is really going to be touching those folks that have UPMC for life or Highmark, Security Blue, Freedom Blue customers, and there's a lot of them out there still. And Steve, I know we can probably go on for 2 hours about this particular topic. However, we do recommend that if you're on those plans, you should still be speaking with one of the representatives at our office to talk through what the adjustments are that you're going to be dealing with potentially after June 30th. Now, we know that the latest update has been that this topic has actually reached the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. They had hearings and had heard both sides just a week or two back, and we're still waiting for a final decision from the Supreme Court. But we all have to understand that there was a consent decree that was put in place 5 years ago that is expiring June 30th, so it's coming up soon. And that consent decree is really breaking networks. Two major, major networks in this region when you talk about the likes of a UPMC or Highmark. Steve, what type of impact is that going to mean to somebody that might be on a Highmark Security Blue plan and they live in the North Hills of Pittsburgh as an example? I mean, what type of impact are we really going to be dealing with here?
It could be detrimental to somebody who all of a sudden can't use their doctor, their cardiologist, their cancer doctor. All of a sudden, the day comes that you can't go to these doctors anymore because they don't accept your Highmark insurance, or vice versa with your UPM insurance if you doctor at Allegheny Health System. So it's something that people really need to consider and think about, because I've met with so many people who said, I don't care what my insurance plan is, but I'm not giving up my doc,
right?
Which I don't blame you. You shouldn't give up your doc. There's enough plans available that you can find one who fits the network that you use. But just be educated so you don't get that surprise when you visit your doctor's office and they say, we can't service you.
Look, we have two insurers out there and providers, right? They have both, that have decided that they can't play in the same sandbox together. That's really what this comes down to, right, when you break it down. And unfortunately, there are thousands and thousands of Medicare beneficiaries. These are the golden age of my life. And now I am being forced into a position where I have to make a decision between Highmark or UPMC. And what we were talking about back in the enrollment period was that you don't have to make that decision. You're right, Steve. The important part of all of this, Rob, is your doctor. It's the relationship you have that's important to most folks, and making sure that you feel comfortable you're getting the right quality of care. Well, that shouldn't be restricted by network. And with these Medicare Advantage plans, these are the folks that are actually being impacted by this. So these particular folks, in a matter of days, potentially, we'll have to wait and see what the final result is, could be ripped apart. And, you know, I just don't understand the concept of living in the Pittsburgh area and not having the ability to go to Allegheny General Hospital or not have the ability to go to, you know, UPMC Presbyterian in Oakland. I would like to have the option to go to both. And I think you should, because they can both specialize in different areas. And as we get older, I want to know I have those options. Unfortunately, this consent decree is having a major impact on that option. And, you know, we at MediConnect, we're not happy about it. We're sort of on the consumer side, obviously, as an advocate for them. But there are options. And I think that's important that people make sure that, you know, they call in and they get those other options. And they understand that you can still have access to both of those networks and still have the same benefits. And most importantly, as Steve just mentioned, you can still see your same doctor. Right, Steve?
Absolutely. This is the part where I get fired up, so I'm going to be quiet.
So let me take it even a step further. I want to, you know, before we finish off, I want to talk about sometimes the forgotten person. And that's the person out there that has Medicare and Medicaid. These are many times the lower income individuals in this marketplace, Rob. You know, we don't do it justice. We don't spend enough time talking about those folks. And I know many of them. I grew up in a world where there was a lot of people that are on both of these plans. Those folks, if you have your access card and you have a Medicare card, you are really the person that needs to be looking strongly at these Medicare Advantage plans. The benefits that are available to you, if you're not utilizing them and you've not looked at those options, you need to call us. Because at MediConnect, we do specialize in working in that marketplace also. So there are plans out there that can provide much greater ancillary benefits because you have that Medicaid portion to your health insurance that you need to be taking a good, hard, serious look at. So, Steve, give me an example of how a Medicare, Medicaid individual can benefit from these Medicare Advantage plans. And you got about a minute because I know we're running out of time.
All right, I got about a minute. So somebody on Medicare and Medicaid can get so many additional benefits to just their normal Medicare benefit. You can get things like not only your vision, hearing, and dental covered, but you can get transportation benefits where you can get the health insurer to pay for you to go to and from your doctor's office visits. They'll pick you up. They'll take you to your visits. You can get over-the-counter benefits. You can get aspirins and blood pressure cuffs and necessary items from the pharmacy or through an online toll that you have access to on a per month basis. And you have the ability to choose once a quarter what plan you work with. You're not locked in for a whole year. So if you do have the wrong plan or if you're not getting all the benefits you are entitled to, you can make a choice. You can make a switch anytime.
And we have one in particular that has comprehensive dental benefits with dentures.
Dentures, yeah.
that's a pretty powerful one for me. So, yes, there's a lot of options out there. If you aren't receiving those benefits now, you want to make sure you give one of our representatives a call. They can walk you through the options that are available to you. If you have Medicare and you have Medicaid, it's imperative that you get onto one of these plans. It doesn't cost you anything, and you can get so many more ancillary benefits as a result of that. So give us a call at the office. Steve, one more question I want to ask before we let you go here.
Sure thing.
So veterans are, you know, they're important to all of us. I have a soft spot in my heart for them. You know, why is it that veterans should be taking a serious look at these Medicare Advantage plans if they aren't on one already?
If they ever get a situation where something catastrophic happens or big happens and they don't want a doctor at the VA hospital, they want to be able to use a UPMC facility, or they want to be able to use a Highmark facility, or they want to be able to go to Johns Hopkins for that matter, or Mayo Clinic. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan to act as a backup to your VA benefits, you can have the ability to get your treatments from one of those hospitals or facilities instead of having to go through the VA all the time.
Great. Appreciate it, Steve.
Good stuff. And to all of our veterans, if you're out there, I know you're tough, but listen, don't feel ashamed if you don't understand all of this or if you're going to ask the wrong question. I'm learning so much just being a part of this show. They will welcome you with open arms. Pick up the phone, call them now, and listen, let them help you navigate these sometimes very troubling waters, and they will get you on the right track. They're there now, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Brian, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you so much, Rob.